welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. We are back in the studio on a dreary Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Chilly and kind of rainy.
Speaking of chili, that sounds like something good.
It does sound good.
I may have to make chili this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Be a good week for chili.
It would be. So this dreary day is kind of a good time to talk about our honeybees.
It is. Yeah.
We have put off talking about and sharing about what happened with our honeybees because it's just been a painful thing for us.
Mm-hmm. It's been really painful.
During this past year, this past summer, we did a harvest of honey early.
Mm-hmm. A good harvest.
It was. It was a nice harvest. We started bottling and selling some of our honey. And we noticed a lot of hive beetles in several of our hives.
Even though two of them especially were really strong. I mean, really? You had 2-3 supers on them.
Yeah.
Which is where the honey is stored.
And the bees looked good. They were full.
Mm-hmm.
They were flying a lot.
They did well over the winter.
They did.
They were really strong and healthy.
And we decided, because of the hive beetles, after that first harvest of honey, I took off the supers and we added some treatment.
Uh-huh.
Actually, a mite treatment, but that will also knock down hive beetles and other pests in the hives. And when I went back to take that treatment off, it stays on for 7 days, there were still a lot of hive beetles. And thought, we'll just give it.
And you had traps in there all along. Hive beetle traps, which we've used for as long as we've had bees, and that takes care of the hive beetles.
It does. But this time it didn't.
Nope.
And we started losing hives quickly.
One by one.
And it was faster than we could do anything to keep up with it.
Uh-huh.
It happened fairly quickly after the treatment. And we didn't know a way to stop it. It just went fast.
We tried relocating bees.
We did.
Requeening.
Yes. New equipment.
Brand new equipment.
We transferred some of the bees into new equipment. And everything we tried did not help.
It didn't. So one by one,
we ended up losing every single hive this summer.
100% of our bees.
Since that time, we have talked to a few other beekeepers who experienced some loss.
Mm-hmm. Not to this extent.
No. I've heard everything from 25% of their hives up to 75%, depending on the beekeeper. But it was just a really sad thing for us.
It's still sad. And we knew that this was, I think we lost our last one about the first part of August. So we've known this for a while, but I couldn't talk about it. I mean, it still makes me sad to go back to the bee yard, and I mow back there and it still bugs me.
Honeybees have become part of our property.
Yeah.
And seeing them out, I mean, we'll talk to them.
They get on us. I mean, they help me in the garden. That's just part of our environment. I know that sounds really weird and strange, but as a beekeeper, I love them. And as a gardener, I love them. And we need them here.
These are real living beings.
Yeah.
And
we take the best care of them we can.
We treat them like that. And as part of the household, really.
They're our livestock.
They are.
We feed them.
And we are going to be doing some research over the winter about how to prevent this from happening again. I need to do some ground treatment
some ground soak around where they were.
And we're going to destroy all of our equipment.
We've already started that. We have. And when hive beetles take over a hive, the larvae start eating the honey and they lay eggs in it. And it really just gets slimy and nasty and starts fermenting. Mm-hmm. And the last two, I could smell it as I was walking up before I even opened the hives. Yep. I knew.
There was a distinct odor of fermentation, I guess. It really was.
And it just has a foulness to it.
It does.
And that was it. Yeah. We were done.
And so not only were we sad, we kind of felt like
bad beekeepers.
Very bad beekeepers.
I felt bad that we had offered this home to these living creatures. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like a failure.
Right. Yeah. We tried to provide, I mean, we plant flowers for them. I plant plants like buckwheat and we leave some of our autumn olive, which is actually an invasive shrub, but we leave some of that because that's an early bloom and nectar for the honeybees. We try to create a really nice environment for them. If I was a bee, I would want to live
absolutely
here.
Apparently we also created a nice environment for hive beetles.
We did, and we didn't realize that, so we felt like failures.
We did, and it did take a while to really talk about it. Uh-huh. And
I couldn't even talk about it.
To hear back from other beekeepers. But then once I started hearing that other beekeepers, more experienced beekeepers, were also experiencing loss mm-hmm. from hive beetles, I felt bad for them too, but it made me feel better that maybe it wasn't all my fault.
Yeah, because we do get busy, and, you know, sometimes we probably don't get out to the bee yard as often as we should, but I felt like this year we did, you were out there a lot.
I really tried to be.
And it was just like it just happened suddenly.
It did. And I was killing beetles every time I saw them.
I was even killing them, and I don't kill anything.
But it just became too much. So now our plan is to start over.
Yep. At first, it was I kind of wanted to say, no, let's not do it ever again, because it's a huge financial loss. It's an income loss.
But we are going to start over.
Yep, we are.
And
I'm over that.
We're going to either build or buy new equipment. Mm-hmm. We will start with new package bees in the spring.
New location.
A new location. And we'll give it another go.
Yep.
The bad part about that is during 2019, we most likely will not have any honey for sale.
Probably not.
We will allow our bees a year to build and grow and establish themselves as a colony here. So we won't take honey from them during that first year. We might have a tiny bit, but it is not likely. I really want to build them up and get good, strong colonies. And then the following year, 2020, we should have a really good honey harvest.
Yeah. And this year we saved what we have harvested so that we could sell it at the Merck, because we do have some. We were able, they were so strong and producing honey and doing so well. And so we were able to harvest honey, and so we do have that
ready to bottle. We got one initial harvest.
But not as much as we normally would.
No, not at all. And we will have that available at the Merck mm-hmm. for as long as it lasts.
Right.
So get your honey early.
Right, because we won't have any the rest, well, maybe not for another year and a half or so.
Right. But we're going to do our best.
Yep.
And we're going to give it a try.
And we're going to start all over again.
But we did feel like we were finally ready to share that with all of you who follow us and support us. And it's just, it's been a hard thing for us.
It has. It's been really painful and, you know, kind of used to bees just being around in the garden. And it's been so strange to hardly see any bees. I mean, we've been living on this property with, what, more than a couple hundred thousand bees.
Right.
I mean, they're everywhere. And just used to, I mean, they land on us sometimes. They will, like, buzz around our face. And because they, I know this sounds really strange for those of you who are not beekeepers, but they get to know their beekeeper.
They do. But I think we've also really become used to being successful.
Yeah, that's true.
And for something like this
not
to have
good at failure.
A major wipeout failure has been something we've had to get our head around before
it's
we
kind
were
of that pride.
Ready to share.
Right.
But we're working through it.
Yep.
And it was time to share it with everyone.
Yeah, it's taken a while to get ready to do that, but so this failed, and that's happens.
I'm going to look at it as a setback.
Yeah, because we will start over. I feel so bad for all those bees. I
know.
I mean, we drove an hour and a half just to pick up a queen to try to save the last one.
We did.
And it still failed.
So we've learned a lot through this experience. I've got a lot more research I want to do about managing hive beetle infestation and prevention of that. And next year, we will do better.
Yep. We will start over. We're going to move the bees. I think we can maybe see them a little bit better from the house so that we can keep a better eye on them. I don't really think it was because we weren't in the hives, because you were.
Yeah.
It just happened so fast.
It did.
And we have to have bees.
We
do. Bees are so important. All pollinators are so important. And this, we have a very pollinator-friendly environment that we've created here. And we did see lots of other pollinators. I kind of noticed other bees and different pollinators that maybe I hadn't noticed before, because there were hardly any honeybees.
Right. And we do appreciate and support those other pollinators
as well.
Oh, they're
important. The native bees are very important. And wasps and, butterflies, hummingbirds, all those things.
There you have it.
So that's our sad story about bees.
But we were ready to share that and wanted to really be open and...
About our failures.
Fully disclose what was going on
right
here at the farm. It's not always successful.
Nope.
It's not always exciting and happy. And there you have it.
Yep. So, until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.